I've heard that saying, it's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the fight in the dog. Well, think of it like this. In trading, it's not always about having the most complicated strategy. It's about how much discipline you bring to the table, to your charts. You know what I mean? We got
Absolutely.
some really interesting articles from you listeners about this, why this is the real secret to making consistent profits.
Yeah, it's really tempting to chase, that holy grail indicator or system, but the consistent winners, the ones who actually make it, they all will tell you it's really about discipline. That's what separates them from everyone else who's just spinning their wheels in the market.
Reading through these, one quote really stuck with me. It said, "Without discipline, even the best trading strategy is basically like a ship without a rudder." And it seems obvious, but when you're in the thick of it, right, how often do we actually let our emotions get the best of us and make decisions based on, what we're feeling instead of, what we planned?
All the time, way more than than anyone wants to admit. And that's why, really getting why discipline is so important is really what it's all about. Lining up what you do with what you actually want to do, even when things get scary or you get greedy or whatever might throw you off. Think about like a pilot, right? Flying a plane in a storm. What gets them through it?
They're training.
They're training their discipline.
Endurance.
It's the same idea with trading.
So it's like you got to have a plan, but then you also got to have the mental strength to actually stick with the plan, especially when it gets, choppy. Because at the end of the day, we want to be consistently good, not just get lucky every once in a while.
Exactly. Yeah, you want consistency. And the articles really, they really show why that's so important. Let's imagine a pretty simple trading plan. Like, let's say buying a stock when it breaks above its 50-day moving average. Classic signal. Now imagine two traders see that same signal. One starts to think about it too much, like, ooh, is this the right time? What if it's not?
Hesitation.
The other trader sees it and boom, just follows the plan without a second thought. Who do you think is going to be more consistent over time?
Well, and it makes you think, right? Like those missed opportunities, where maybe you didn't take a trade. It's not always a loss, right? Because if your discipline is what kept you out of it, it probably saved you from a bigger loss, potentially.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a really good point. And it leads right into, another important thing the articles talk about, which is risk management. And that doesn't mean being scared to take risks. It's about protecting yourself, from your own emotions. One article even said you should never risk more than 2% of your total capital on any single trade. Why do you think that is?
It's almost like putting those guardrails up on a mountain road. You
Right.
might not need them if it's, bright and sunny and you can see everything.
Right.
But when it gets foggy, when you can't see what's coming next, those guardrails, that 2% rule, could be the difference between, just a small little fender bender and driving off the cliff.
That's a great analogy. Yeah, that 2% rule, it's not there to keep you from making money. It's to help you stay in the game long enough to actually, let your wins add up. Because, we all make emotional decisions sometimes. We get a little crazy. That 2% rule protects you from yourself.
Yeah, it's interesting because with discipline, it's often about what you don't do, right? Not just what you do, like not chasing that stock that's going through the roof,
Right.
or not panic selling when the entire market seems like it's falling apart.
Absolutely. And those articles, they highlight that emotional part, that emotional control part of it. Remember those two traders watching that stock and the 50-day moving average? The disciplined one, they just followed the plan. But the emotional one, they hesitate, they get in late, they buy when it's even higher, and then they sell the second it starts to go down. It's like they're guaranteeing they're gonna lose money.
So how do we actually get better at this discipline thing? It's got to be tough, especially, when you've got real skin in the game.
It's definitely a journey, not something that happens overnight. But the good news is those articles had some really good advice, some real practical steps you can take. One that I always come back to is keeping a trading journal.
I've started more trading journals than I can count. And I'm really good for like the first couple weeks, maybe a month, but then I always seem to fall off. What's the secret? How do you actually use it to get better?
Don't think of it like a chore. Think of it more like a coach. A coach that's only there for you to help you see the things that, maybe you're not seeing yourself. Did you trade too much today because you had a stressful day at work?
Right.
Did you break your rules and then later think, man, why'd I do that?
Right.
The journal, it's like a treasure chest of you.
Right. So you can identify those emotional things that trigger you to do the wrong thing and then come up with strategies, I guess, to combat them.
Exactly. And that actually, that reminds me of another thing they talked about, mindfulness.
Okay.
I know it sounds a little, you know, out there, but
too AG.
Yeah. But just stay with me because, you know, we always think about trading as all charts and numbers and logic.
Right.
But lately, more and more, we're hearing about that, you know, inner game of trading.
Wow.
How you manage yourself is just as important.
Yeah.
So imagine, right? Imagine the market's crashing, your portfolio is getting crushed, your phone won't stop going off with all the alerts.
Yeah.
You know, a disciplined trader who's practiced in mindfulness, they can look at all that chaos and be calm. They can make decisions based on their plan, not on fear.
It's almost like that pause you try to take right before you reply to an email from somebody who's really upset.
Right.
You know, take a breath, assess, and then respond instead of just, you know, emotionally reacting.
Yeah, exactly. You're bringing that same calmness to your trading. And it doesn't have to be, you know, this big complicated thing. One of the articles even suggested just a simple 10-minute meditation in the morning.
Okay.
Just to kind of center yourself.
10 minutes to potentially, you know, completely change your trading.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll try it. What else? What other good stuff do these articles have about, you know, becoming more disciplined? So we talked about, you know, why discipline matters and some things you can actually do to get better at it. Mm-hmm. But is there a way to like see all this in action? Like, what does it actually look like to be a disciplined trader?
Yeah, for sure. One of the articles had this example, this scenario, and it really stuck with me. So picture this, right? This trader, let's call her Sarah.
Okay.
Sarah's got, you know, her trading plan all written out. She's got her risk management rules, no more than 2%, just like we talked about.
Right.
And she's been, you know, she's been meditating, keeping her journal, really working on that mental game.
So she's got like all the tools.
Yeah. She's got everything, you know, she's got all the ducks in a row.
But how does she like put it all together when she's actually trading?
Okay, so Sarah, she mainly uses technical indicators.
Okay.
Moving averages, RSI, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right, but those are just tools, right? I mean, everyone has access to those. So what makes her different?
It's not the tools, it's how she uses them. So let's say, you know, she's watching the stock, it's been in a downtrend, the moving averages are all saying, you know, down, down, down.
Yeah.
But then she sees, you know, maybe the RSI is hinting at a reversal.
Yep.
Now, a trader who's, you know, not so disciplined, they might just jump right in.
Right, FOMO. Gotta get in before I miss out.
Exactly, yeah. But Sarah, she's disciplined, she sticks to the plan. She's going to wait for that stock to actually break above that 50-day moving average. That's her signal. That's her, you know, green light.
Okay.
And even before she enters the trade, she's already put in her stop loss order at, you know, 2% below her entry.
So she's already prepared, you know, if it goes against her, she's already accepted that small loss.
Exactly. She's not letting her, you know, her hopes and dreams cloud her, you know.
Her judgment.
Yeah, her judgment. So the trade, it plays out, right?
Yeah.
Who knows which way it's going to go?
Right.
But here's the difference, Sarah. She can handle whatever the market throws at her. She doesn't have to freak out.
She's not going to be glued to the screen, you know, panicking about every little change.
Exactly. She's calm. She's cool because she's got her plan. And win or lose, she writes down, you know, everything in her journal. How she felt, what happened, so she can learn from it.
Yeah, so she can see. Like, oh, every time this happened, I felt this way, and then I did this.
Exactly, yeah. And if things start to get, you know, really crazy, she's got her mindfulness practice. Those 10 minutes, you know, they can make all the difference. So she can start each day fresh, not, you know, carrying all that baggage from yesterday.
Hitting the reset button.
Exactly.
Man, Sarah sounds like a pro.
She's got it figured out.
She really, like, brings all those five things we talked about to life.
She does, yeah. And that's what I hope everyone listening takes away from this. Discipline. It's not about, you know, becoming some kind of robot. It's about, you know, learning the skills to be in control, to be consistent, no matter what's happening in the market.
Beautifully said. This has been awesome. You know, it's really got me thinking differently about my own trading. And for everyone listening, remember, you know, every trade, every decision, it's a chance to get better, to be more disciplined. So keep practicing, keep learning. And until next time, happy trading. And remember, knowledge is power, especially when you use it with discipline.